The $31.2 million plan to make Sarasota the new spring training home for the Baltimore Orioles was barely approved today. The City Commission of Sarasota agreed on a 3-2 vote to turn over Ed Smith Stadium to the county. But disagreements on adding an amendment to limiting the city's exposure to costs related to the environmental impact led two commissioners to reject the proposal. The issue of any remedial liability for the city surfaced on Monday, forcing the city commissioners to delay a vote. Deputy City Manager Vincent Schneider.
Part of your discussion on Monday night recognized that the environmental liability of the stadium today is the city's responsibility. I think what's happened between Monday and today, as the city attorney said, is that we have put ourselves, the city, in a better position to manage what future potential environmental liability there might be. So I'm concurring with what the city attorney has said, in that I think that what's here now is a better protection for the city than what existed prior to yesterday's meeting.
The plan is to have the Orioles play their spring training games in Sarasota at the current Ed Smith Stadium next winter, and then begin construction of a bigger park after spring training ends. The plans include expanding the seating from 7,500 seats to 9,000, as well as building a new party deck and clubhouse. Spring training has become a political issue in Sarasota over the past few years. The former tenant, the Cincinnati Reds, worked with the city and county in recent years to try to get funding for a new stadium. But after a referendum shot down that proposal, negotiations to improve Ed Smith Stadium failed as well. The Reds then announced they were leaving after their lease ran out to move to Arizona. Subsequent efforts to woo the Boston Red Sox from Lee County were fruitless. And today, several citizens weighed in that it was not worth it to spend the money to bring the Orioles to town. But citizen Millie Small said the environmental issue was not a big deal.
No matter what happens, whether we maintain the ownership of that, or give it away or whatever, the city is still always going to be responsible for whatever contamination might be found there.
Elsie Souza led a local citizens group to try to bring the Boston Red Sox to Sarasota. She argued that it would be good business to bring the Orioles to town.
As we speak, there's an AAU tournament going on here with hundreds of people playing baseball and their parents coming or whomever. And so, you know, that means hotels, restaurants. This just goes on and on. My cleaners is involved somewhat, because they clean clothes for different members of teams. There's Jeff at the stadium who cleans. There's the Knights of Columbus who make the hot dogs and hamburgers and then use funding, you know, for charities in the community. So we're talking a broad base here.
But there were several speakers who warned that it did not make good business sense to keep spring training in Sarasota. Phil Porter is the director of the Center for Economic Policy Research at USF in Tampa. He has previously said that subsidizing spring training is a waste and does not bring a return on its investment.
One of the things that I do note is that the kind of studies that you've been presented with put in the forward-going economic return from having a sports team without ever asking, what did it cost us? It would be like saying, I spent $1 million in cost to create a business and I generated $1,000 in revenue. Let's count the $1,000 in revenue as a positive economic impact.
Jim Lample applauded Sarasota Mayor Dick Clapp, who questioned an economic study that supported spring training last year. Lample blasted that financial report as being of dubious integrity.
This report, I submit, was the WMD of municipality and financial reports. This is the smoking gun. This is the yellow cake. This is the aluminum tubes. This is what we're predicating this big decision and committing 30 years of tax dollars for, based on what we believe was a faulty report to start with. While we're not marching into war, we are making a huge commitment here, based on what we think, and we can prove, is unvetted and bad information.
Michael Barfield from the group Citizens for Sunshine called the environmental indemnification issue crucial.
What that is doing is giving them a jurisdictional hook to sue you when they start moving the dirt around and say, oh, well, you know, you have to pay for it. You still have a blank check that you are giving them. The only difference is you're now at the table while they decide how much the check is going to be.
Andrea Mogensen is also with the group Citizens for Sunshine.
You are being asked to make a very significant decision, both a significant financial decision and a significant decision in terms of years, on a very short time frame with a lot of pressure, with a lot of last-minute information. That is not permitting a significant time for the public to view the process, as you are not being given significant time to review the process. And we'd ask you to consider that, and I would repeat Mr. Barfield's plea to slow it down and give your legal counsel an opportunity to review the issues we raised in our correspondence, the questions about the OTED funding, the questions about environmental liability. These are things that should not be done in a rush and not be taken lightly.
But as the city commissioners prepare to make their vote, which would determine whether or not Major League Baseball would return back to Sarasota, Commissioners Kelly Kirshner and Terry Turner both said that the city was not getting a good deal by leaving open their liability on any environmental cleanups. That led Turner to propose this motion.
With respect to any environmental liability that's caused by the construction of the current project by the Orioles or future improvements by the Orioles, the city's liability is limited to $1 million, notwithstanding any other provisions in this exhibit.
But that led Sarasota County Deputy Administrator Dave Bullock to say that would be a deal breaker.
I believe that such a limitation will allow the deal not to go forward.